Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is May 4th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Last week, we noted how the Mars retrograde Mercury interaction sets up an energy pattern for backfire and blowback through communications. And the New York City Police Department Twitter post and the Clive Bundy interview being a couple of excellent recent cases.
Well, another example which has really grown some impressive Mars retrograde backfire legs all last week was the blowback from the comments made by the Clippers basketball team's owner, Donald Sterling, audio recordings of which somehow found their way onto internet entertainment gossip blogs, setting tongues a-wagging.
What started out as a very embarrassing bit from a private conversation swiftly grew into a national news story with backfire and boomerang effects that are really rather staggering. The team's major sponsors like CarMax, Kia, Red Bull, State Farm Insurance, all of them bailed out. At one point, even the NBA playoffs were threatened as players started talking about boycotting the games.
Finally, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver ruled that Sterling would pay a $2.5 million fine, the maximum, by the way, and be banned from all NBA games for the rest of his life. Also, it is assumed that he will be forced to give up ownership of the Clippers, the sale of which, by the way, could net him something close to $1 billion.
The Mars retrograde pressure cooker has been keeping the tension and stress going in Ukraine.
The mayor of Kharkiv, the second largest Ukrainian city, was shot in the back by a sniper on Monday while riding his bicycle. He is in critical condition after emergency surgery.
Then on Tuesday, pro-Russia activists stormed several official buildings in the eastern Ukrainian city of Luhansk. They seized the regional government's headquarters and prosecutor's office before attacking the police station, reportedly with automatic rifles.
And finally, after a week of ceding ground to the separatists, the Ukrainian government responded with force, resulting in pitched battles around Slavyansk and Odessa. Over 40 people died on Friday, most of them separatists, who had retreated into a building which was set on fire. It has been reported that 20 of those killed in the fire were bearing Russian passports.
And two government helicopters were shot down with surface-to-air missiles, apparently, lending even more credence to the claim that the Russian separatists are not just local folks upset with their government.
All right, moving on. Mars-Uranus oppositions usually produce some sort of violence from Mother Nature. Last week, the moon transited through Pisces, providing additional activation to the Uranus side of the equation. The violence struck the southern states of the USA with quite a bit of fury.
Tornadoes whipped through the southern and central regions of the United States last Sunday evening, killing at least 16 people in Arkansas. The worst one carved an 80-mile path of destruction a half-mile wide through suburbs west of Little Rock. Structures were completely leveled by the severe storm.
The next day, the storm continued, spawning over 100 tornadoes, as recorded by the National Weather Service. Over a dozen more people were killed Monday after tornadoes ripped through Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee, bringing the death toll from 2 days of severe weather to 36 at least.
Then on Wednesday, torrential rain hit the south. Nearly 2 feet of rain in 24 hours fell on the Florida Panhandle and Alabama coast. Cars were submerged and neighborhoods were inundated, making rescues difficult. Roads were chewed up or wiped out entirely. Officials are calling it the worst flooding in 30 years.
Mars opposite Uranus is famous for causing accidents, of which there have been a whole lot lately. Most dramatic was the Lynchburg, Virginia train accident, A train carrying crude oil derailed Wednesday afternoon in downtown Lynchburg, Virginia, prompting the evacuation of some 300 people. Witnesses described a floor-shaking explosion that sent a fireball almost 200 feet into the air.
Note, too, that in the Vedic birth chart of the USA, the Uranus-Mars interaction hits the fourth house of lands of the country. And it ain't over yet. Mars will still be opposite Uranus, continuing the potential for storms, accidents, and violence until Mars leaves Virgo in mid-July.
Other parts of the world have not been spared the Mars-Uranus ferocity. On Friday, in the remote northeastern corner of Afghanistan, heavy rains started a landslide that buried most of a village. At least 300 homes were buried. Over 2,000 villagers lost their lives.
And as if the South Koreans even need one more ounce of tragedy after that ferry incident, a head-on collision between two subway trains in the capital of Seoul resulted in over 200 injuries last Friday.
And again, like in our April 27th report, this past week we had another example of Pluto, planet of atrocities, afflicting Jupiter, planet of judges and judgment. A high dungeon judge in Egypt has sentenced nearly 700 members of the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood to death. Included among the condemned is the spiritual leader of the organization, Muhammad Badi.
And here in the good old USA, the Supremes handed down another judgment with wide effects. This one sounds more like a good thing.
In a 6-2 decision, the Supremes upheld the Obama administration's efforts to make industry and states accountable for downwind pollution. This ruling will force polluting industries, particularly coal-fired power plants, to clean up their act. Of course, the guilty states, with their coal-fired power plants, are screaming bloody murder. Estimates are that it will cost at least $1 billion to comply with the ruling.
And last week, Venus entered Pisces, its sign of exaltation. Venus is the planet of money and value, as well as the planet of agreement. While in Pisces, Venus is opposed by Mars, the planet of conflict, thus a conflict over money and value.
Last week, Senate Republicans blocked any consideration of the Democrats' bid to raise the federal minimum wage.
But on the other side of the country, Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray and local business leaders finally came to an agreement over a contentious issue, raising Seattle's minimum wage to $15 an hour.
The increase is going to be spread out over several years, and the agreement still has to be approved by the city council.
It's interesting to note that the USA is still in a Venus sub-period, and that Venus is the ruler of the sixth house in the USA chart. The sixth house being the house of the workers of the country.
And so we conclude this week's review of the week. Please be sure to click in with us next week.